Have you ever pulled up a weather briefing, seen a wall of advisories, and thought, I have no idea which of these actually matter to me? You're not alone. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we are going to walk through the three levels of in-flight weather advisories: AirMets, SIGMETS, and Convective SIGMETS. These are the products that sit between the METAR you just decoded and the forecast you already read, and they answer a question neither of those can answer on their own. Where, right now, is the weather doing something bad enough that you need to change your plan? Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. A lot of student pilots treat these advisories like background noise. They see them on the briefing, they nod, they move on. But these products are the Weather Prediction Center and the Aviation Weather Center telling you. In plain language, here is a region of the sky where conditions are significantly worse than normal. Ignore them, and you might fly straight into something your airplane and your experience level cannot handle. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private, pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together, starting at the bottom of the pyramid. AirMets, Airmen's Meteorological Information, think of these as the yellow light on a traffic signal. The conditions they describe are not necessarily severe, but they are significant enough to concern all pilots and particularly hazardous to light aircraft and pilots with limited experience. That means you. That means every student, every fresh private pilot, and honestly, that means a lot of experienced pilots in small airplanes too. There are three flavors: Sierra, Tango, and Zulu. AirMet Sierra is for instrument flight rules conditions and mountain obscuration. When you see Sierra, the advisory is telling you that ceilings below 1,000 feet or visibility below 3 miles are expected or already occurring in a defined area. For a VFR pilot, this is the one that should make your ears perk up immediately. If your route goes through a Sierra area, you need to think very carefully about whether you have an out. Can you deviate around it? Is there an airport along your route where you can land and wait? Or does the timing work out so that the conditions will clear before you arrive? Mountain obscuration is the other half of Sierra, and it is exactly what it sounds like. Clouds and fog are hiding the mountains. If you are flying through terrain like the Appalachians or the Rockies, and a Sierra advisory mentions mountain obscuration, that is not a suggestion to be careful. That is the weather telling you the rocks are invisible. AirMet Tango covers turbulence and sustained surface winds of 30 knots or more. Now turbulence advisories come in a range, and AirMet Tango describes moderate turbulence, not light chop that rattles your coffee, moderate turbulence that can change your altitude by 15 to 25 feet and make your airspeed jump around. In a Cessna 172, moderate turbulence is not fun. It is exhausting, it makes you slower, it makes navigation harder, and if you have passengers, it makes them wonder why they did not just drive. The sustained surface wind component of Tango is important for a different reason. 30 knots sustained at the surface means gusty conditions, probable crosswinds beyond what a low-time pilot should be attempting, and a landing environment that will test your skills hard. AirMet Zulu is for icing, moderate icing, unless you are flying a certified known ice airplane, which most training aircraft are not. Any icing advisory is a no-go period. Your Skyhawk does not have dazed boots. Your Cherokee does not have a heated windshield. Even a thin glaze of ice changes your wing's camber, increases your stall speed, and adds weight in places. The engineers never intended. AirMet Zulu is telling you that somewhere in that altitude range, in that geographic area, ice is forming on airframes. Stay out. Now here is a detail a lot of people miss. AARMets are issued for 6-hour periods, and they can be updated as conditions change. They cover large areas, often entire states or multi-state regions. That means they are broad. The actual bad weather might be concentrated in a smaller pocket within that area. But you do not know that from the AARMet alone. You combine it with your MADARs, your PIREPs, and your radar picture to figure out where the teeth are. Let's move up one level. SIGMETS, Significant Meteorological Information. If AirMets are the yellow light, SIGMETS are the red light. These describe conditions that are potentially hazardous to all aircraft. Not just light aircraft, all aircraft. When a SIGMET is issued, the big iron is paying attention too. Non-convective SIGMETs cover severe icing not associated with thunderstorms, severe or extreme turbulence, volcanic ash and dust storms or sandstorms, reducing visibility below 3 miles. These are the big dogs of weather hazards. When you see a SIGMET for severe turbulence, that means altitude changes of more than 25 feet, large airspeed fluctuations, and momentary loss of aircraft control. In a training airplane, severe turbulence is an emergency. SIGMETs are valid for 4 hours, except volcanic ash SIGMETs, which go up to 6. They are more specific geographically than ARMETs. They define areas with coordinates and they include altitude ranges. When you get a SIGMET on your briefing, you read every word. You plot the area. And if your route goes through it, you either go around, go above, go below, or you do not go. Now the top of the pyramid. Convective SIGMETs. These are issued by the Aviation Weather Center specifically for thunderstorm activity. And this is where student pilots need to pay the most attention because convective weather kills general aviation pilots every single year. A convective SIGMET is issued when any of the following conditions are occurring or expected. Severe thunderstorms with surface winds greater than 50 knots. Hail at the surface 3/4 of an inch or greater. Tornadoes. A line of thunderstorms at least 60 miles long with thunderstorms affecting 40% or more of that line. Or embedded thunderstorms, the ones hiding inside other cloud layers where you cannot see them until you are in them. An area of thunderstorms covering at least 40% of an area of 3,000 square miles or more also qualifies. Convective SIGMETs are only valid for 2 hours. That is because thunderstorms change fast. A cell that was not there an hour ago can be producing hail and 60-knot downdrafts now. The short validity period means these products are constantly being refreshed during active convective weather. Here is the practical part. On your cross-country planning, when you call flight service through 1-800-WEATHERBRIEF or use the online briefing tools, these advisories are part of the package. The briefer will tell you about them. The online tools will display them graphically, but you need to know what they mean and how to act on them. Let me give you a scenario. You are planning a 200-mile cross-country on a summer afternoon. You pull your briefing and you see an ARMET Tango for moderate turbulence below 8,000 feet across the first half of your route. You also see that a convective SIGMET has been issued for a line of thunderstorms moving northeast across the second half of your route. What do you do? The ARMET Tango you can work with. You can choose to fly at a higher altitude if terrain allows it. You can adjust your departure time to fly in the cooler morning air before convective mixing builds up the turbulence, or you can accept that it will be bumpy and brief your passengers accordingly. The convective SIGMET is a different conversation entirely. That is not a fly-through and deal with its situation. Thunderstorms contain severe turbulence, hail, lightning, wind shear, and microbursts. The rule of thumb is 20 miles. Stay at least 20 miles away from any thunderstorm. If the convective activity is widespread enough to generate a convective SIGMET, you are not threading the needle between cells. You are delaying your flight, rerouting significantly, or canceling. The examiner is looking for this kind of decision-making on your check ride. The Airman Certification Standards for Private Pilot include a task on weather information. You need to demonstrate that you can obtain, read, and apply weather products to your flight planning. That includes identifying adverse conditions from ARMETs, SIGMETs, and convective SIGMETs and making go or no-go decisions based on what they tell you. Here is a way to remember the hierarchy. ARMETs are for all pilots, but especially you. SIGMETs are for all pilots, period. And convective SIGMETs mean the atmosphere is throwing punches. Each level up the pyramid means the hazard is more intense and your options narrow. One more thing. You will sometimes see the term CWA, Center Weather Advisory. These are not the same as SIGMETs. CWAs are issued by air route traffic control centers for conditions that are affecting their airspace right now. They are more localized and more immediate than SIGMETs. And they often fill the gap when conditions are deteriorating faster than the national products can keep up. If you're getting flight following and a controller mentions a CWA, listen carefully. The big takeaway is this. These advisories exist because the atmosphere does not care about your schedule. The weather does not know you have somewhere to be. When you pull your briefing and you see Sierra, Tango, Zulu, a SIGMET, or a convective SIGMET on your route, those are not suggestions. They are the entire aviation weather enterprise telling you something important is happening. Your job is to listen, understand, and decide. That walkthrough draws from the Aviation Weather Center products and guidance in the FAA's Aviation Weather Services Advisory Circular, AC00-45. You can find all of these products live at aviationweather.gov. More training segments like this one at radiohanger.com. Fly the weather you are ready for. Not the weather you wish it was. I'm Pattern. See you next time.